How do you show up when nobody's watching? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we help you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is a snippet. Gals, we are on day 3 of a mini momentum challenge. 7-day mini momentum challenge. What is that? Simple. It's me helping you get some momentum in your life instead of being stuck in neutral where alcohol is concerned. If you're over 40, professional, got it all happening, but the alcohol, you are in the right place, my dear. So welcome aboard the snippet train. Welcome to snippet land. Welcome to the snippet environment. Can I think of any more metaphors? Not at the moment. Gals, today we're going to talk about integrity. Integrity. You know that icky feeling you get when you do something you know you shouldn't have done, even though nobody else knows it happened? We know that icky, icky feeling. That, my dear, is a lack of integrity. That is us letting ourselves down. Let me ask you something. How many times have you done that where alcohol is concerned? You know that when you woke up in the morning, you were determined not to drink. There you are at 5 p.m. having a glass of wine. The people around you are like, whatever, she's just having her wine. We're all having wine. But you know in your heart, damn it, I said I wasn't going to do this. That, my dear, is a lack of integrity. Now, I'm not judging, but that's how we feel. We realize, man, I can't even show up for myself. What the hell is wrong with me, right? Let me tell you, this is how I lived my life, and yet I consider myself a person of integrity. And yet there I'm doing that. That's what we call cognitive dissonance. I'm a woman who considers myself honest, fair, open, trustworthy, and yet I let myself down over and over. Gals, if we want momentum, we've got to start showing up with integrity. Let's dig into this. So integrity comes from the Latin integer, meaning intact or whole. Integer, intact or whole. Well, that's an interesting way to think about this. Integrity means you are whole. You're not torn apart inside because you know damn well you broke a promise to yourself. And integrity is external and internal, but I'm really talking today about the internal integrity, letting yourself down. Oh yeah, we let others down as well. But today it's just about you. You're intact, you're whole. You said you weren't going to drink and you didn't drink. You said you were going to do this and you did it. That's integrity. You know, I got to tell you a story. In my world, in snippet land here, I talk to you gals. And I talk to you sometimes on text messaging. Sometimes we get together, we have chats. And there's a small percentage of you, let's say maybe 10%, who will show up in my world, say one thing, and then do another. In other words, show up in my world with no integrity. And I'm going to give you a specific example in a moment. But when this happens, I just want you to know that I don't sit and judge. I feel really bad for you. I feel compassion for you because I know she just let herself down. She didn't let me down. She let herself down. Here's an example. Last week, a woman asked to speak with me. We got together. She's all, oh my God, I need this so bad. There's tears. There's upset. My life is falling apart. I really need to do this. So we make a plan to get together 2 days later, and she doesn't show up. And in fact, then she goes silent. I'm okay. Hey, my world keeps going. I'm still here. I'm good, but my heart is broken for this woman and women like her because she's the one living with a lack of integrity. She knows she didn't show up. She broke her own heart, not mine. She didn't hurt my feelings. I'm good. But when I think of her, I think this poor woman, she's giving herself more reason to drink because she feels like crap. Oh my God, I basically lied. She probably didn't lie. I'm convinced that in the moment when she said it to me, she meant it, she felt it, but fear takes over. And all these other things, addiction itself takes over, and we just don't show up the way we say we're going to show up. And then we let someone down. In this case, she let herself down, not me. And that means she's going to have the desire to keep drinking to push down those feelings of self-disgust. It's like, man, you know? So we really want to grow some integrity so that we don't end up disappointed in ourselves over and over. How is this tied to momentum? Well, I probably don't even have to tell you how it's tied to momentum. This is one way we can underscore our momentum by committing to integrity. When we say we're going to do something, we do it. When we say we're going to do something only to ourselves, we do it. That's the most important piece to integrity, not letting ourselves down. So this means be careful what you're promising yourself. If you wake up in the morning and there's any doubt in your mind that you're going to drink that afternoon, then don't promise you're not going to, because you're just building more reason to drink. Oh, well, look at me. I can't even follow through on one simple promise. Don't even do it then. Instead, what you do is you line up the support you need. You make sure you're fully supported. You have a sobriety plan. You're going on a journey of self-discovery. And then you say to yourself, guess what? I'm giving up alcohol. And here's how I'm doing it. But stop that early morning, never again, today I'm not drinking. Because if you don't follow through, you've lost your personal integrity, you've let yourself down, you've grown even more shame. And gals, this is that internal ickiness that makes us keep drinking. So integrity, 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 very important. It's alignment between what you say and what you do. It's doing the right thing when no one's watching, especially when no one's watching. It's showing up for yourself the way you wish others would show up for you. My dears, it's a return to wholeness. It's wholeness. We don't need that icky, icky feeling, that internal disappointment that builds over time and shows up as self-doubt, as shame, as why bother. And momentum, even private momentum, helps repair that break. Every time you follow through on something you told yourself you'd do, you're stitching yourself back together into wholeness. It's not about achieving something huge. It's about keeping your word to yourself. And the more you do it, the more your nervous system relaxes because it starts to trust you again. So momentum builds self-trust and emotional steadiness, and less craving for numbness. Let me give that to you again. Momentum builds self-trust, which builds emotional steadiness, which leads to less craving for numbing. Right? That's what we want. One way to reframe this is to think, I don't need to prove anything to anyone. I just need to be someone that I trust. Gals, when you don't show up for yourself, you're doing massive damage to yourself. Yes, when you don't show up for others, and when you don't show up for others, you're also doing massive damage to yourself. As I said, that woman who just disappeared, she didn't hurt me. I'm fine. You know, I show up, she's not there. Within 3 minutes, I realize she's not coming and I get on with my day. But she still feels crappy about it. She cannot get rid of that internal feeling because she let herself down. That's icky. And by the way, I'm not judging, because this is coming from a woman who did this type of behavior for over 30 years. I wanted to show up. I wanted integrity. I knew that inside of me was a trustworthy human being, a woman who could not only be trusted by others, but myself. But I couldn't find it. I couldn't get to it. Why? Because I couldn't stop drinking. And it wasn't until I stopped making those silly morning promises to myself and instead set up a plan, a sobriety plan, a journey to sobriety that actually was going to work, that included the support that I needed. And then slowly, slowly, over the last 8 years, I've rebuilt my integrity. And I know that if I say something, I'm going to follow through on it. And wow, is that ever a good feeling? And you know what? Many of us experience this only in the realm of alcohol. We're professional, we're educated, we show up. We got the work done in university, we get the work done here in our professions. except where alcohol comes into play. And that underlying river of ickiness, that's the word of the day, ickiness, that will take you down. It keeps us drinking. We show up externally as this person who can show up, who can do things in life, but underneath, oh my God, I let myself down again. That is a horrible, horrible way to live. I know because I lived it. There is no judgment here. If you're feeling judged right now, it means you're living in ickiness, dear. It's time to start building your momentum through integrity. Integrity is not a grand gesture. It's a pattern of small, private choices. Breaking integrity feels bad, but rebuilding it doesn't require punishment. It just requires consistency and starting and momentum. Momentum is the gentlest, most empowering way to get your integrity back. Start today to show up with integrity, not only for others, but most importantly, for yourself. Here are some examples. You say you'll do 5 minutes of journaling, and you do it, even though nobody would know if you skipped it. You choose not to drink Thursday, even though no one's around and there's no event. That's integrity. You listen to a snippet and you actually reflect on it instead of just checking a box. That's integrity. Integrity is for you, my dear, not for the others in your world. The bonus of it is that others in your world will experience you as a more trustworthy human. But I'm more concerned about what's going on inside of your heart when you break promises to yourself and tear down your integrity internally. Because as I just said, most of us show up externally. We show up for others. We say we're gonna, and we do. But when the alcohol comes on board, we break all these promises, and then we say the most horrific thing we can say. Here it is. Have you ever said this? This is horrific. It's a horrific thing to say, and I know you've said it. You ready? Oh, well, no one else knows. I let myself down, but it was just me. My dear, there's no one in your world more important than you. Because you got to walk around all day with you. This is what the journey of self-discovery that I talk about is about. This is what this journey is about. It's cleansing ourselves from the inside where all that ickiness is gone. Icky, the word of the day. We want to get rid of it. No more internal ickiness. I'm quite serious. I can't think of another word. It just feels right because I know because I lived it for so many years. People would congratulate me for things that I would accomplish on the outside, and inside I just felt icky. Okay, gals, we're on day 3 of our mini momentum challenge. Monday, I got you journaling. Tuesday, I talked to you in your inbox and I kept you going. Today, I'm actually going to walk you through a small, short exercise that you can do. So if you're driving, you're going to want to come back to this snippet once you get somewhere where you can be alone. So if you're not alone and not able to do this right now, just pause the snippet, go find yourself a quiet place. This is not a very long exercise, but you do need to be alone, sitting down, eyes closed. So sit down, close the eyes, settle the body, wiggle that bottom into the chair, plant the feet. You're grounded and you're safe. Close the eyes, please. We're breathing in through the nose, nice and slow. Pushing that belly out, opening up the bottom of the lungs. Nice deep inhale. When you reach the top, pause for one little beat. Drop the mouth open and exhale with a nice sigh, an audible sigh. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. I want you to do 3 deep breaths. In through the nose. Keep breathing. Gals, on that exhale, you are literally settling the nervous system. That sigh is very powerful. It stimulates the vagus nerve, and it takes you into relax and rest mode. Do another inhale, please, in through the nose. Drop that mouth open and sigh. You can literally feel the nervous system settling. Keep the eyes closed now. I want you to put your attention on your heart center. Put your left hand on the heart, your right hand on your forehead, breathing naturally. Feel warmth in that heart center. That warmth is love. That warmth is love for you, your integrity, your ability to show up for yourself. Generate that warmth through the left arm, around to the right arm, through the forehead, back down to the heart. Feel that warmth, generate it, move it around. Feel it moving from the heart through the left arm, up through the right arm, down through the forehead, back to the heart. This is a hug, a love hug for you. This is literally sending love to yourself. One more cycle. Warmth from the heart through the left arm, over to the right, back through the forehead and down to the heart. You can put your arms down now. Keep the eyes closed. We're going to end this little exercise with one more deep breath in through the nose. Pause at the top and drop that mouth open. Beautiful. I'm going to end this snippet. Before you get up, I want you to pick up a pen and write down, I can show up for myself with integrity. I trust myself. I am worthy of love, compassion, and integrity. All right, gals, way to show up for yourself. Before we go today, guess what? 1 week from today, next Wednesday is day one of the 5-day I'm Ready Holiday Sobriety Challenge. Go to the show notes, tap the link, let me know you're coming so I can send you all the information. This is coming right off the tail end of our Momentum Challenge. We're building momentum all this week into early next week, and then next Wednesday, we're starting a live challenge where we're actually going to get together through video conferencing, and I'm going to walk you through 5 days of sobriety, laying a foundation that will take you right through these holidays. This is your time. Are you ready? Go to the show notes and let me know you're coming. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.